center, you know, faced a lot of doubters at the beginning of the year, and then he's anchored a line that's, you know, really had a stout year, fewest sacks in the league, historic offense and all. Can you just speak to the fine year that Manny Ramirez has had?
Manny's been awesome. That is no easy task to go from guard to center, especially in a, you know, sophisticated, fast moving, always changing offense. You know, I think it'd be one thing if you knew what play was going to be called and you had 40 seconds to process it, but we'll call one play and change it to the next with 5 seconds on the play clock. And, you know, when we change a play, Manny has to make his own calls, and he's just gotten better each week. I know he's played through a lot of injuries. You know, he speaks to his toughness. He's one of our strongest guys on the team. So it's very impressive. I think people in this building understand, with the sophistication of our offense, just how difficult his job is, and he's just been outstanding.
What home field and number one? You had it last year. It didn't work out, so some people are nervous about getting number one and all that. What is your
– Yeah. I mean, for us, Mike, those Christmas gifts, those sunglasses?
Yeah. No.
Hard not to.
You're second in line on that one.
Hard not to. I can see myself in those nets. I think, Mike, one thing this team has done a good job of all year is just focusing on the opponent and the task in hand. And it's a division game, and that's really, I think that's served us well, that philosophy. So it's a crazy last week of the season. I think the NFL, you know, making that change to these division games the last week is going to provide for some exciting football this weekend. You know, we're a part of that. It's an important game for us. We're playing a division team. Great rivalry and history between the two teams. I've played the Raiders before, but, you know, only the fourth time in this division rivalry, and there's a lot of pride between both teams. That's where our focus is. We have another opportunity to improve as a team. There's some things that we still need to improve on offensively, some goals that we're, trying to achieve each week as far as ball security, eliminating penalties, and it's another chance for us to improve on those, and hopefully we can get a win at the same time.
Third down percentage might be up there.
Yeah, we'd like to, you know, stay on the field more. We did a better job against last week on first and second down. You know, we didn't have a ton of third downs, but we studied that, and that's something that you always want to improve on, to stay on the field, especially, you know, down there in the red zone when you got a chance to, you know, ensure possibly a touchdown opportunity as opposed to settling for a field goal. And had a fourth down where we got stopped, but we made it tougher on ourselves with some penalties. We had a couple of third downs converted. You know, it was blacked out by a penalty. So that's definitely a point of emphasis that we can improve on.
So relative to that, how important is it to get West back?
Well, you want to get all your players back, whether it's, Champ, it was great to have him back last week, you know, Derek Wolfe, Wes, you know, any player that's been injured, you'd love to get him back around this time. You know, we're obviously feel bad about losing Vaughn and feel bad for Vaughn. But, you know, this team has faced adversity all season, and when some of your top players are down, whether it's, you know, Wes, everybody else has to step up. We've done that all year, and we'll have to continue to have to do that again this week.
Last week you mentioned Marino was having one of the better quarterback seasons. And are there any others, growing up a fan, some quarterback seasons that you remember being off the charts?
Yeah, I guess when you're a kid, you really don't. You know, I'm not sure you're as aware of that season. You kind of have your favorite player that you like to watch play. But I think now that I'm playing in the NFL and you study, you know, kind of the history of the game, I think the position is hard. And so when you, see what Dan Marino did in 84 in his, you know, second year, and when you're as a current player, you have more of an appreciation for that. You know, like I said, Tom Brady's year in 2007, they went undefeated at the same time. So, you know, I think the thing, it's a team accomplishment, but it's only a special thing when it's come at the same time as winning games. And, you know, if we were, you know, 3-12 at this point, it would not have been a, you know, unique or a special accomplishment for the team, because it didn't help you win games. And so, you know, at the end of the day, throwing touchdowns has helped us win games, and that's our job as an offense. And so I think that's why, you know, you can make it a little more special because it's helped the team, I think.
It took till his fifth year, but Noshon finally got his first 1,000-yard rushing season. What do you think about how he's been able to do it and what he's meant to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before. I mean, he has just been just a rock for us back there. He has been a downhill runner, has run hard. He's been excellent on the screens. He catches the little 5-yard passes and turns them into 10 and 12 yard gains. He's just always, you know, going downhill. And I know that's, you know, my opinion is that that's tough for a defense when a guy is downhill as opposed to, you know, side to side. You know, I think he's delivering a lot of blows, and he's been just rock solid for us all season, and very happy for him.
And after he missed, I mean, he got hurt in the playoff game and then wasn't really a part of your offseason at all. Were you surprised at all that he's been able to have this type of kind of break, finally this breakthrough year?
Sure. Well, you never know coming off an injury, and especially that running back position. You know, you're talking about lower body injuries. It's just it is not an easy those aren't easy injuries to come back from at that position. So it's a credit to him. He got after it in the rehab and training room and got himself healthy. I think he's just gotten stronger throughout the season and gotten better, if you will. And obviously it's been a huge part of our offense this year.
As a teammate, kind of leader on this team, what do you think about what Derek Wolfe has kind of had to go through this year, all the way back to even the Seattle game with them, especially this last month?
Well, yeah, certainly Derek has faced some adversity this year, and we're our team's been thinking about him, and we hope to get him back. We think he can be he's a huge contributor for our team all season, and we'd love to have him back as soon as possible.
Time for a few more guys.
Hey, as focused as you seem to be all the time, do you worry about this week, Christmas week, a holiday week, and the focus of teammates? Have you ever worried about that through the years?
Well, I think it's always a challenge for all teams. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. There's a fine balance, you know, between trying to have a good practice and, you know, manage the schedule adjustments and whatnot. So I think we have the right kind of guys to do it, you know, but you can't just talk about it. You got to do it, and it really doesn't get reflected, I think, until game day. But I thought today was a good practice, you know, for Christmas Day. You know, Coach Fox gave us a nice gift with full pads, and I think we've been pretty good too. So I guess that was our present, and I thought guys responded pretty well.
Peyton, how much holiday cheer? How much holiday cheer are you anticipating from that Raiders home crowd?
That's a tough place to play. It always has been, and they've got great tradition there, and it's always a tough place to play.
That's out about
last
the,
one, Lindsay.
The focus. I mean. Is it a little different now that you do have young kids? Maybe you're able to appreciate the morning a little bit different than maybe could imagine you probably liked working when you were in your 20s?
Well, no, I mean, I think you always have an appreciation for this day. It's a special day, Christmas morning is, and it's no question it's special, this morning having little ones running around, but it's always been special.